3030. Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba, who's highly amused right now.
Oh, no.
I am also highly amused.
I should have never given you my login to Twitter. What are you doing?
I'm not logged in as you. I'm just looking at your stuff, and I'm just dying because all this time we've been doing this show, you've had a Twitter account that we have not been utilizing.
I don't even know how to use it. Yeah.
You're killing me. I'm like social media all over the place, and you're killing me.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know I had to do anything with it. I thought it just took care of itself. So, yeah, I can't remember the last time I put something on there. It might have been a little while ago. Okay, so you're saying that this should be my New Year's resolution then is to tweet more often?
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, I will work on that.
And I would dare say that if it's possible, if you can edit your title.
Yeah.
So anyone listening, he's on Twitter under E. Osnes.
Which nobody can spell my last name.
Right, exactly. That's why I'm like, why would you do that? Because no one can spell your name anyway, just like they can't spell mine.
Got it.
That's why I'm Team Reba, because I don't want to say like Haas Realty because everyone misspells my name.
Got it.
That's the whole thing around social media and marketing is it has to be memorable, right? It has to stand out, be easy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where Eric is my banker.
That people
is simple,
can
you know, so you did
that.
Awesome with that.
Okay, got it.
See if you can change that handle to Eric is my banker.
Okay, I'll do that right after the show.
Okay.
I'll get
all
on
right,
there.
Well, I already
what's their phone number? I'll give them a call.
Yeah, they're not gonna pick
I'm
up the
joking.
Phone for you.
No. Yeah.
You know, but you can tweet to the people there.
I'll just
message them.
I'll just drive over to their office. The local little
they might
Twitter
have a local
store.
Office. Yeah. They may have some local folks. I mean, Facebook and all those guys are.
Is that right? Well.
Well, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Did you not know that?
No, I did not know that.
Oh, because you haven't had a Facebook client yet.
Right.
Yeah, Facebook has offices here. Google has offices
here.
Oh,
they have corporate offices. Sure. I meant like a retail store. I'm going to walk
no.
in at the mall
No. No, this is why it's social media. It's all on the cloud. It's, you know.
Sure. It's all virtual. I'm kidding.
It's all virtual.
Yeah, I got
exactly.
it. I got it.
But see, if you go to E. Osnes on Twitter, you will see that Eric is bald. Because I'm looking at your profile.
Assuming
picture
that's my
there.
Picture, right?
No, that's you. No, I recognize you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Okay. So are we ready to move on to this topic?
I'm
ready to go into it and dive into it besides
here.
Me just teasing you about
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you were asking me, you know, hey, what are we going to talk about this week? Because we didn't do a promo last week. And I thought social media would be a great thing, especially because this morning I just spent, I don't know, 2.5 hours with one of my assistants going over social media training for our company.
Yeah.
For Team Reba. And it was fun because she's somebody who she's in her 30s, so she's familiar with social media, but she hasn't had the task in her past jobs to be helping manage anything around social media, right? So we first started off with, well, tell me what your skill sets are right now. Like, what do you know about it? Which sites are you familiar with? So, of course, the typical ones of she's moderately familiar with LinkedIn, very familiar with Facebook.
Sure.
Knew marginal amounts of Twitter.
Yeah.
But definitely knows a lot about Instagram because she's got kids and she's got animals. So she's constantly posting pictures on there. She knows some about Pinterest. And so I said, okay, well, let's start from that base, right? And we went through several of the sites that Team Reba has. So we have our blog. So teamreba.com/blog is our current link that you can go to for that. And that's where we post all of our past shows and things like that. Eventually, when we get our new website done, it will all morph into just teamreba.com. But right now, we still have to have the /blog because it's a separate WordPress site.
Got it.
Right? So we have content that goes into our blog. And I've been online, why I think I'm in a position to really talk about this. So a friend of mine named Paul Gillen, who I met via LinkedIn, is a writer and a social media expert. And when he wrote one of his first books on social media, he reached out via LinkedIn to talk to small businesses that were using different forms of social media. And I was one of the people who responded like, oh, yeah, I use it all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're talking this is 12, 13 years ago, maybe. And I had just come from the tech sector. So I'd already become familiar with a lot of these things. And so he and I got on the phone and he did an interview because he lives on the East Coast. So this is one of the things that's great about social media is it can really bring together people from all over the planet.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, all over, not just the United States, but it's outside our borders. It's all over.
Yep. My web designer lives in a cabin in Maine, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Yeah. It's super awesome. So Paul called me up and we started going over what I was using at the time, which this is back when MySpace was still functioning and useful for a lot of people.
I was going to ask you, didn't mention them.
Yeah, well, they kind of fell off the planet. I hear that they're coming back. I know for a while they were really useful for musicians.
What's the guy with the white T-shirt, the Tom? It was the
the guy who was always welcoming
everybody.
He was friends with everyone. Yes. He was the ultimate.
I wonder who he works for now. Yeah,
I don't know. I wonder where he's at. But anyway, so Paul called me up and did this interview, and he was really curious about my usage because at the time most businesses would latch onto one form of what was social media at the time. And I was using cross-platform and we had figured out who the different types of audiences are for each type of social media platform.
And so we
would speak to them in the way that those platforms were kind of evolving. So the blog was one of them. Twitter was another, when it came out, Facebook, when that came out, we started getting on that. LinkedIn. I'm trying to even remember all the other ones that we were using that long ago, but some of them have faded in and out. But he was just surprised at how much time we spent on those things. And honestly, I didn't spend that much time because I started figuring out the ways that some of the sharing happens between the sites. So as I had my assistant on the phone today, or actually we were Skyping, gotta love that too, I was showing her that on our blog, there's these simple share buttons at the bottom that WordPress already provides for you where you can share it to Twitter and share it to Facebook and send it to Dig and StumbleUpon. And then we can take that same content and we can go on to LinkedIn, which now not only has share and update, but also has publish a post, which is like having a blog. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So we can take that content, repurpose it, put it there, or modify it if we need to make it a little more business suited. And then that also, sometimes your LinkedIn posts can get shared to Twitter. So even if you're not doing a blog, you have another option for doing some sharing. We also have a Hootsuite account, which is a product where you can schedule a lot of your social media. You can set up tabs that link to all the different social media sites that you use or that they currently function with.
And that site now, Hootsuite, Hootsuite, I believe,
yes,
will send it to multiple sources, right?
Yeah, and you can schedule. You know, you can set them up for the different types and what they are and then schedule them. So as a business owner, it's really convenient because what a lot of people complain about with social media is they feel like it's a huge time suck.
Right.
And you can let it be a big time suck, but if you really learn how to utilize the different tools, it doesn't have to be. And so that's what I was covering with Angela today was, okay, here's the sites we have. Here's some of the easy, simple shares that are out there.
Wait. Who's Angela?
One of my assistants.
Ah, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
I realize I keep saying my assistant. I actually have a couple of assistants, so I should start calling them by name because they are pretty amazing.
Speaking of working virtually, here we are sitting in Seattle, mm-hmm. and your assistant Angela is in Kansas.
Kansas. She just moved to Kansas.
Right.
She was here.
Right.
Angela worked for me about 10 years ago. And back when social media was still in its infancy, and she didn't have to do any of that. She's my transaction coordinator, and she is again now. But she does a lot of different things for me, kind of helps manage office stuff. So we do a lot of things virtually now, and that's the way my business has been going. And, you know, because I'm green-minded, and that's why we're going to have elements of green on the show. But part of that was meant to be, you know, put everything up in the cloud, right?
Yeah,
so
why not?
We use OneDrive. We have all these online tools. We have a cloud CRM tool, a customer relationship management tool. And even that helps allow us to utilize social media because the tool that we have actually has a link to Facebook so we can kind of keep track of what's going on with our customers. So we try and connect as often as we can with our customers on social media.
So for a consumer, they want to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
How is all of this changing how they do business?
Well, it changes quite a bit. So looking from the consumer's point of view, if you're on the buyer side, you know, let's say you're someone who's thinking about buying. Well, we already know that 92%+ of people start looking online.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so they're not just, you know, looking at the, you know, we've talked about the photos online and things like that. They're looking for pictures. They're looking at listings. They're starting to explore. They're checking out neighborhoods. And then they're going to these different types of tools to see who's on them and what can they find out. So even Yelp, you know, we talked about Yelp or even Zillow site where there's sites for testimonials.
Yes.
Where you can get good information about professionals in the industry. Those have become critical because there's lots of studies done in millennials in particular. We're learning are not even necessarily like you and I have grown up on word of mouth referrals.
Right.
You know,
right.
92% of my business comes by repeat and referral business.
Right. Yeah. Same here. Yeah.
But online reviews are even more important nowadays because people don't necessarily trust just that word of mouth because people are a little bit jaded sometimes and they think, well, what's in it for you? Like, why are you recommending that person? Is it because you get some kind of kickback? Do you get, you know, what are you getting out of this? And they think that that online review is without any bias.
Right. Sure. Sure. A little safer maybe.
Yeah.
And depending on the demographic that really, I'm going to say the age of the person that we're working with, that's going to also impact how we communicate and what sources are most important, you know, for getting the referrals.
Absolutely. I have some clients who tell me, like, don't call me, don't text me, Facebook chat me if you need to reach me because I don't have that kind of access at my workplace, but my phone can give me this still. And it's really compelling to see how the changes have occurred over time and how we're communicating. And actually, I just was reading an article today that was written by a guy named Jordan Schelter from Canada. It was on Inman News. And he was saying that, you know, millennials are like, don't call me, because their attitude is that when you call them, it's more about you than it is about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't want to talk on the phone.
Yeah, no. Right. That's why my texting skills are so, you know,
yeah,
rad.
Yeah, same
right
here.
Now,
and I would have never thought that we would have gone that way. But, I'm here. I'm an old Paul guy. I'm texting away all day long.
Oh, yeah. My thumbs are quite agile. Absolutely.
Well, <that's> good.
But I do want to talk about, you know, how some of these sites, you know, we're just starting to touch on the topic of the impact and how consumers use it. So when we come back after this break, we're going to go a little bit more into that. Hopefully we'll have enough time in the last segment for it.
You got it. Well, stay tuned. More on social media on Business Talk with Team Reba on KKOL 1300.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.